we're coming.
You can do it, Sam. You can do it. Good evening, Melrosians the world over. I'm Tom Catalini.
I'm catching up, Sam Hammer.
Catching up.
I'm Nancy Brinchero.
And I'm Michelle Carson.
Awesome job. Welcome aboard. This is Let's Talk Melrose. Melrose, it's a show where Melrosians talk to Melrosians about Melrose, and we have two stellar Melrosians joining us tonight, Sam, saving the show this week, I think.
Seriously.
Yeah, we are missing two of the regular co-hosts who are off gallivanting who knows where. One of them's in warm, sunny weather hanging by the pool, and we don't know Mr. Shampoo. I think he might have like a, you know, some kind of stealth operation he's running. We're not sure yet.
He did not provide a doctor's note nor any sort of excuse whatsoever, and I can tell not to disclose the privacy of his home, but there's nobody home. So he's out doing something's happening.
As all of the burglars who watch Let's Talk Melrose drive to his house. As well, you know, they all do.
We're monitored for many reasons, and that could be one of them. But oh my God, who's monitoring this show and what is happening? We were talking a little bit before we went on the air about the COVID cases, and I know Sam's looking for numbers, but I mean, anecdotally, it's just everywhere.
Yes. So I'm going to put on our comments, I call it the COVID climb. So there's the data, there's the link to actually look at all of the data of what's happening. And according to the data, we had, I think it was like upwards of 70 cases, new cases per day. But this is how things look for positive cases in our schools at this time. So there are 513.
What is that? What's 0 to 8? Are those the grades?
Those are the number of days since last in person.
What does that mean?
So when they were in school the last time. So
is not helping me understand anything, Sam, but I can tell you, really, I don't know what this is, but anecdotally, what are you guys noticing? Like, I notice more people wearing masks. I notice I'm hearing about more friends and contacts who are testing positive one way or another. And it's just generally like, it's funny. This was predominant in the news, and we're all looking at charts like that, I guess, in the past. But it seems like just to have your finger on the pulse, it just seems to be a clear uptick. Yep. Michelle, what are you seeing on the streets of Melrose?
Uh-oh, I lost you.
Oh, okay. Nancy, what have you noticed as you're out
and
about?
I can tell you, just listening in my own household, my husband was on call this weekend, and the phone was ringing off the hook with people with COVID. What do I do? The good news is not a lot of those were sick enough to be hospitalizations. So that's, you know, I know it's just a small subset of the world, but that was in, you know, it's a little concerning that the numbers are going up, but very hopeful that they're not super sick cases. That's what I'm holding on hope to.
Right.
Yep.
I've been seeing lots more masks in the store. Interestingly, it's always interesting to observe, like when masks first went away last summer, you know, most people wore them, and then it dwindled, and then nobody wore them, and then, you know, so it goes up and down, and definitely more.
I'm in the mask camp this week. Anywhere I'm indoors, if I'm around people, you know, first it was like kind of like if there's a big meeting, and then I'm like, oh, even if I'm meeting with somebody one-on-one, like, you know, whatever. And a lot of things are still happening outside, which is nice, but what I do enjoy is, like, there seems to be, I guess, in the circles I'm in or the places I'm going, I don't feel a lot of pressure. People either wear them or they don't, and nobody really seems to care. It just doesn't, you know, whatever. So it's just a mix. But generally, I've noticed, like, it's gone from like 20, 30% of the people to like 40, 50, 60% and sort of climbing in terms of mask wearing from what I'm seeing.
Yeah. Well, there was a big flurry in the Moms of Melrose tonight talking about, should we ask folks to mask again? Should you be mindful of masking again? And back and forth. But it does come into play now that we're in kind of the last stretch of school for a lot of kids. And we're going to talk to our thankful guests about grad night, but graduation, prom. So even this weekend, I'm going to pivot for a little bit.
Are we going into the news, Sam?
Yeah.
We can't. If you're going to cross that line, we have to play the music. This is now official news. And take it away, Sam Hammer.
This is not news. We might not actually convey facts.
It's newsy.
Newsish.
So, James and the Giant Peach, the middle school
production.
It is news. It's coming this weekend. It'll be at the middle school auditorium. And there isn't a link yet. I'm going to put the show dates in here. There isn't a link yet to buy tickets, but the auditorium was packed with people during Phantom of the Opera. So I don't know if this will, again, also draw all those crowds. If we're going to try to be COVID conscious again, who's going to, it just brings up some.
So, you can go see the show and wear a mask. I mean, you're not supposed to be talking in the audience anyway. Like, there's no downside to wearing that. I mean, I guess I do get sick of the mask eventually, but I mean, there's really no downside to just being sitting there. And
I went to the MSO this weekend. Every single person, I mean, their policy was wearing a mask, so it wasn't a problem. Everyone there was in a mask unless they were taking a quick drink. So. Yeah.
And there are some theaters, somebody mentioned they went to a show in Boston last weekend and they had to show their vaccination card. So there are still places that are still being super cautious. So anyway, that's this weekend. Also on this, so Melrose is definitely back in the swing of things. There is no slowing down Melrose. So there's a lot of ice cream fundraisers happening. There's one for Lincoln School at Kennedy's on Friday. There's a car wash. I'll put that in here.
You know what? It's going to get, so we don't have Tom to give us the weather report, but it's going to be an uptick in the temperature this weekend. Uh-huh. So Friday evening at Kennedy's, totally COVID safe, standing outside in the parking lot, welcoming the warm weather for the weekend. So there you go.
Sunday, the golf team is having a car wash, from 9 to 1.
I was going to ask you, it says in the notes, the gold team.
Yeah, sorry. I was very hurried. So yes, the gold golf team. Anybody have a golfer? Anybody golf?
No golfers.
Anybody washed a car?
Yeah.
lots of athletic car washes in Carson history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I go to the one on Tremont Street that you drive through.
Oh.
So I like that one. And then it has next to it the one with the stalls, which is just where they caught that guy, that fugitive guy. He parked his pickup truck in a car wash. Did you see that on the news?
No. Anyway,
didn't happen in Melrose, so don't worry about it.
Oh my God. Okay. I won't worry.
Nobody knows what I'm talking
about. When I was in high school in Florida, South Florida, we did a car wash for the marching band, and up drove this red BMW with like gold rims, and we're washing this. I don't know, like, why is this guy coming here
to have his
car? That's a terrible idea. Anyway, we washed this guy's car and he looked a little familiar. He gave us a 50 for this wash.
Wow.
It was Pete Rose. I washed Pete Rose's car.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow. Cool.
Wow, you should have asked him for some betting tips.
Yeah.
Take that 50 and parlay it.
Oh my gosh. So, all right, car wash. Also, same night, we're going to plow through this. May 15th, which is, I believe, Sunday at 5 o'clock, the Racial Justice Community Coalition is having their Melrose Reads event, and it's going to be a community potluck at the Lincoln School. We haven't had one of those in years, so I'm super pumped about going back down. I generally bring something direct from Shaw's, but yeah, anyone want to come? Think about it.
I'm going to be out of the zip code. So, but yeah, that's all I'm going to say. because you're gonna blather it all over town.
I'll be like
I give you any details.
I'll report live from your front door. Tom is right. Not here right now.
Ring the bell. Ding, ding, ding.
One more other thing. Mark your calendars. May 27th at 7 p.m. The Melrose High School Band will perform at Memorial Hall for their spring concert.
That's a good time.
Nice.
Is it? I've never been.
Oh it's awesome.
Yeah.
What should we know before we go?
Do we have to just be impressed with the skill level? Yes. You know, you're not going, you know, I'm always like super impressed that these are our students and they're, you know, dedicated musicians and you enjoy every minute of it. So I love listening to our band.
All right. Well, we're in.
It's one of those like community Americana, just like warm, fuzzy that you'd read about in a book events. Love it.
Ask her.
And I don't even have any musicians. No musical talent, Carson. Only car washing talent.
That can't be true.
There's some dancing I've seen over there.
You're right. There's been a little dancing.
Yes.
And some library shenanigans, Tom. Remember? Have you ever seen those videos?
I don't know. I'm going to have to scroll.
Class of 2019 members.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Very fun.
That's right. Back in the day.
Back in the last,
what do you call that? Decade? Yeah, that's in the last decade.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Imagine that. Oh, my God. Time is flying. Crazy. And it's flying. And before it flies too fast, we're going to transition to you becoming our special guest to talk about grad night.
Oh, yes, music. Yes, it is. My daughter said, Mom, you're not going to dance, are you?
Oh, you have?
Obviously.
To.
Yeah.
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 So okay, welcome so, back.
Yeah, welcome back to the show.
Again.
Thanks for joining us. So we wanted to have you on the show, and Sam arranged this, thankfully, to talk about grad night, which is one of the greatest events. I've now had three kids go through the program and experience the special evening of celebration after they graduate high school. So. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll give a quick description for folks and then you guys jump in and we can learn what's new. But what I love about it as a parent is it's the night of graduation. It's a safe place and a fun place for the kids to celebrate. So they all stay together. They stay on campus. They stay in the building and outside overnight until breakfast the next morning. And they love it because it's just so well programmed and so much fun and so engaging. And there's lots of different things happening the whole night. So not one of these things where like, oh, we're all going to watch this or we're all going to do that. There's like stations everywhere and all kinds of interesting things. It is tied together by amazing themes that you guys come up with and really kind of go over the top. So the parents feel great about it because we've got a nice, safe, fun place for them to be. And the kids love it because it's fun and engaging. And there's no tension about, should I do this or should I do that? Everybody just sort of does it together and they stay right until breakfast the next day and it's great.
Yeah.
So what's happening with grad night this year?
Well, I'll start with like the good news and then Nancy can go to the other mediocre news. So good news is we're back to normal. We're back in the gym. Where it went from 2014 to 2019 in the middle school gym. We use the auditorium, the CAF as well. In 2020 and 2021, we did actually hold grad night events. Thank you to Nancy, because if it was up to Michelle Carson, I don't think I could, I don't know. But Nancy was super determined, made it happen. We were outside, which was amazing. So even in the COVID years, kids got to have grad night. So we're very proud of that. But yeah, back inside this year, awesome theme. Our decor committee is just outrageously creative, talented. You know, in the beginning I used to like, you know, let's vote on the theme. And now I'm like, whatever you guys want to do, make you happy, just do it. And they run with it. And grilled cheese truck is back. Everyone looks forward to that. They're awesome. They come in the middle of the night. And amazing, you know, inflatables, like loads of games, prizes, you know, just so much fun. So it's happening. And Nancy can fill you in on a little bit of the little like things that are making us go this year.
Yeah. Well, I think probably the last 2 years were tough. So we weren't exactly sure what was going to happen. Raising. So we went down to the bare bones of all of our emergency funds. So this year is a year of starting with nothing. And, you know, we will work with a lot of small event people who had a tough 2 years. So all of their prices have gone up, understandably. Mm-hmm. You know, we have the casino folks that come in and the inflatables and even, you know, even some of the food vendors, you know, understandably, their prices have gone up. So we had a bit of a hole this year from a fundraising standpoint, but we've had very generous people in our community donate to Grad Night. And we still have two more fundraisers left that I think are going to get us there. One is we're having a senior parent farewell shindig next Thursday, the 19th at Bobby C's. And that just gets senior parents together to kind of network and Bobby C's gives us some proceeds there, and there'll be raffles, a little party for the parents. And then we also have this cool thing called the Wish Wall. And the Wish Wall is if anyone like a grandparent or an aunt, an uncle, a coach, a neighbor that sees this a senior graduating and wants to leave a little message for them as they line up for grad night to come in. And as they leave, we have this big wall of messages called the Wish Wall. And you can leave a picture or just a message for a small little donation. It's kind of like, you know, at the back of your program book. Sometimes you see people do that. That is a really exciting fundraiser. And that's going to take, those two fundraisers are going to push us up to where we need to be. So it is getting close. So we're sort of crossing our fingers because our emergency funds are gone, but I'm optimistic. I mean, this community always rallies, always does what it needs to do. And it's such a beloved event that even people that don't have kids in the school system just think, oh, now that's a cool thing that we're going to keep these kids safe on a statistically dangerous night. And all night till 5 a.m. And 90% of the class goes. I mean, so this is an inclusive event that's a no-brainer for everybody. You know, that's a scary news this year, but I'm confident that the Wish Wall and the senior parent farewell is going to do what it needs to do. Of course, we still take direct donations. So if anyone's just like, I don't want to do either of them, just screw my money. We'll take that too.
So I just did that. I promise I was also paying attention. But I'm super grateful for Grad Night and all the work that you all do and the teams of volunteers. I was a volunteer, I think just once, and I plan on more. And I've seen Stephanie Catalini there. At least Tom, I don't know if you've gone.
Stephanie's worked a lot over the events, and it's been a great contributor. And I helped out 1 year with this crazy lighting setup thing. That was a little bit, I got to see a little bit. So I'm not like a true sort of full-fledged volunteer. Stephanie's been carrying the torch from our household, but I did get to see some stuff behind the scenes, and it's a tremendous amount of work, but it's, the energy is like super high. Like everybody's excited to be there and to pull this thing off. So there's a lot of, I mean, there is real work, but there's a lot of excitement around it, and people seem really happy to do it and, you know, take some late night shifts and make sure everybody's, it's just such a good, wholesome, it's the right thing to do.
It's amazing. I think it was there for the jungle Amazon year that was outstanding, like totally changed and transformed the gym. And of course I'm there and I'm like, I want this. I want to do this. So I don't, it obviously doesn't make any logistical sense to allow non-graduates to come and play, but if you could figure out a way for non-graduates to come and play,
I would totally
fundraise the heck out of that.
Well, that's so who volunteers and how's that going this year in terms of getting enough people to participate and help? And how do you keep it going? Since I think you said, Michelle, 2014. So we're coming up on, you know, 8 years or so. How do we keep this thing going in terms of volunteers?
Nancy?
Well, yeah. So what Michelle and I are trying to do this year, in addition to, you know, getting back to our normal grad night, is we're really trying to recruit some parents of like middle school students, even elementary students, or, you know, there's plenty of parents out there that kind of span kids in multiple schools, and just have them volunteer, take a small piece of it, see what it's all about. Because, you know, some people think, when I get to high school, that's a high school thing. But really, by the time you have a junior or a senior, You don't want to be there on grad night when you're when you have a senior. We want those parents to stay home and rest comfortably. So we really want to get the kids
don't want you there either.
No, they don't. They want to hang out and play, yeah, you know, blackjack with mom. That's not the vibe. So we're really trying hard to recruit some people to be both on the planning committees and just to volunteer that night to get a taste of it. So we've got a good group of people, a volunteer and sustainability committee we started this year, who has some phenomenal volunteers that are looking to document how it works, get younger people, get younger parents of younger children involved. So we do have a sign up genius that's going out. So if someone wants to just sort of, just let me take this much this year and check it out.
Yeah. I was going to ask about that. So sometimes people are afraid to volunteer because it's like, I don't want to get roped into another regular meeting or this or that, or I can't stay there all night or whatever. So are there ways for people to volunteer their time and effort before, during, after the event, mm-hmm, that could be in sort of bite-sized pieces, or how do you guys manage that?
Oh, absolutely. On the sign up genius, there are shifts for even just doing being an errand person that day. You can take a 3-hour shift if you want to, or just doing registration or doing setup. So there are smaller shifts out there, but I will tell you the fun part of grad night is being there and watching these kids walk in and just be blown away. So the 11 to 4 a.m. shift sounds so intimidating, but things are moving and we're having fun and it's a pumped up environment. So all of a sudden it's 4 o'clock and we've never had someone sleep on the job. Right? So it's not as hard as it sounds. So that's to me my recommendation for anyone who's excited about this and wants to see it. The first year I volunteered, I was like, is this even going to work? I just volunteered and I wound up helping with the cash cube and zipping kids in and out while they grab cash. And then I was hooked, hooked from that point forward, which is now probably the most rewarding thing I volunteer for is all this grad night stuff.
That is so sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. This is this is year 9, and Nancy and I this is our swan song for grad night. And it just makes me like think back to the beginning and the people that got this thing started. So a little birdie told me once upon a time that way back when we were trying to start this, there were a lot of people in high places that were like, this never will happen. Kids won't go, not gonna happen. And now it's an absolute tradition. Like Nancy said, 90% of the class goes. I mean, last year, we talked about it being inclusive. So last year when we were outside, there was a group of like 5 or 6 kids sitting on the sidewalk playing cards. They brought their own deck of cards. Happy as clams. Didn't want to do, you know, Wipeout or mini golf or whatever. They just wanted to be together and play cards. And they had a safe place to do that all night long with food and iced coffee. And so that was so cool to see. Somebody said to me, I saw a girl sitting on a wall reading a book. And I was like, but she was at grad night with all of her people.
Right.
Yeah. So it's.
And she was just holding a bunny right before that too. So it wasn't all night, right?
And then reading a book, right. But yeah, like just anybody can come. You don't need a date. You don't need a dress or a tux or anything fancy.
And we also have kids that aren't sure they can stay up all night too. So we never require you to stay all night. We just find out in advance if your parent wants to know if you want to leave early or not. So we do have some precautions in place. And I can tell you, I don't think there's been a year, Michelle, that parents come up to us and say, my daughter, my son said they were only going for an hour and they came home at 5 a.m. because they couldn't leave because it's one event after another, and there's prizes and lots of food and fun entertainment. So I tell any kid who might be kind of on the fence about this idea, just come for an hour and just check it out, you know, get a taste of it. You're allowed to leave if it's not your thing or you're tired or you have something the next morning that's concerning. And then usually we have very few kids who leave before 5 a.m. Probably could count them on one hand.
Wow. It's so fun. So what else do we need to know? We've made donations. We're going to sign up as volunteers.
I'll tell you what I heard. I heard that these two are graduating grad night.
Yeah.
So we got to do a party for these two so they can stay up all night.
Right.
and have fun and play games and magic tricks.
I think we're going to like the Capitol Grill for the early bird special. I think that's going to be it for us.
Well, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good plan.
But
So who's the baton being passed to?
I was just going to ask.
Yeah. Well, we had talked about in 2019, like, okay, next year we got to start training a new crew, but next year was COVID year. And then the next year was COVID year and we couldn't really train people because it wasn't what a normal grad night was. So this was the year. And we have some amazing people who stepped up, people who I had in the back of my mind for a long time and just like waiting for the perfect opportunity. And they were ready, thank goodness, when we needed them. So we're training new folks. And they really jumped in with both feet. It's pretty amazing. So,
So they'll observe this year and then we'll spend some time, you know, we're not really going anywhere, but so we'll always be around to help out. But it is kind of time. We want this to last forever.
Right.
So we'd like it there to have a plan in place that there's always new recruits of parents coming along that want to get involved in something awesome and, take a part or take as much as they want and help, keep the tradition strong. So
right, it's got to become multi-generational now. Here's a note from our audience just thanking you for all of your work.
So true. So nice. Takes one to know one.
Yep.
<That's awesome. laughs> this is true
right.
So I
had interrupted Sam before. Is there anything else we should know, anything else the community should do for this time around or the future?
Yeah, just so just quick, like very immediate for this year. If there's any parents of seniors, caregivers of seniors out there, seniors do have to fill out a registration form with, you know, all their pertinent information, their allergy information, their shirt size. That was mailed to their Melrose High School Gmail account. So make sure your student has done that. Very important.
Did you do that, Will, backstage? Yeah, he's giving
thumbs
us a
up.
Thumbs
I can
up.
Check.
Right. He's on board. Right.
Nancy will check. She will check. But if you want to, you know, be a little part of something super meaningful that these kids really will remember forever, just, you know, hit that donate link. It doesn't, you know, if 100 people do $10, then hey, somebody do the math.
That's almost a thousand dollars.
There you go. Every little bit helps. So that's, you know.
Yeah. You know, I should have asked this before, and sorry to go back. I know we're wrapping up, but can you talk about how much this thing costs in total?
Yeah. I can tell you how much it costs now. It used to be about a $20,000 to $25,000 event every year. And if you think about, you know, 200 to 250 kids feeding and entertaining, plus the volunteers for 6 hours, you can kind of picture why that's a lot of money. This year, our budget's $37,000. That's how much of a jump we had to go up, even though, you know, we're just trying to have the same event that we've had before, because we think we've got a formula down, the exact prizes, the exact entertainment, the exact food. And that's the same event that we had in 2019 this year.
Wow.
Sizable. It's a big ask, but the kids say it's worth it. So
and all privately funded, no grants or anything so far.
Melrose Bank Foundation has been very generous and has given us a $5,000 grant every year for the last couple of years. So we're you know, and we've had some nice contributions from businesses, but that grant is super helpful.
That's a heavy lift.
Yeah.
So all right. Well, what do you think, Tom? We did it.
We didn't do anything. These two were doing everything. What do you mean we did it? Not only are they running grad night for 10 years and getting ready to pass on something that's super awesome in a sustainable way over time, they ran our freaking show this week. So, so we are the ones adjacent to greatness.
Yes.
As somebody said before, is I get, well, I don't get a lot of credit, but I get credit for being Stephanie does a lot of stuff for the community. And I am one degree away. I think you said that before. So we're privileged to know you. Thank you for coming on the show to share the story. And we hope the LTMM community rises to the challenge here and hits that donate link. If all of our viewers each donated a dollar, I don't know how much you would raise, but it would be
$1,000 a week.
Yeah, right. So we're hoping
that
we're hoping that the full LTMM effect blesses this event with money raining down. I don't know what I'm talking about. Now it's time to end the show.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Thanks for
having us.
All right, we'll see you around town.
And I gotta end the show now.